bless your name forever and ever. So I'm going to turn the call over to our host this morning. I believe that's Dr. Vanessa. Are you there?
I am here. Good morning, good morning, good morning on this, Testimony Tuesday. I love that, as we testify the goodness of our Lord and Savior. Thank you so much, Minister Wella, for greeting the people of God. I'm taking you and Evangelist Tiffany, we have a church this morning. Let's lift those hands and thank you. And we praise God. You know, when you get into the Word says, or you start talking about the goodness of our Lord and Savior and all he's done for us, our soul says, hallelujah, thank God for him blessing me. Well, I praise you. Praise God for each and every one of you all being on the line this morning on this beautiful Tuesday. It's good to say I'm back in Dallas, Texas this morning at an awesome time of ministry in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And my voice is still just a little weak, but it's coming back strong. So thank you for your prayers. And I tell you, just excited about what God is doing in the body of Christ and with our Master's Call family, hearing all these shout-outs from coast to coast, and it just blesses our heart, and I love how we're hearing more baritones. I tell you, we love when there's nothing is more beautiful than to see a man of God worship the Lord. So we're just excited about what God is doing in us and through us. And when we began this journey, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself last October, our heart, our mission, and our mandate is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And this Master's Call is all about enriching your heart, saturating your heart, marinating your heart, your mind, your spirit with thus saith the Word of God. And because it's God's Word, it enhances our ability to be open to all the possibilities that God has for our lives. And we know because we speak the word, decree the word, declare his word, it allows us to be empowered with the dunamis, a power that's that dynamite to shake things up for Jesus, and the authority of the exousia word of God that allows us to go out and be his ministers in the marketplace, his kingdom builders all around the world. So we thank each and every one of you for being a part of the vision of the Master's Call and being a part of our, as we love to say, the TMC family. We're honored to have you. And the scripture, got to have a foundational word that the Lord gave us for this journey, can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So we are crying out, shouting out, exalting, magnifying, lifting up the name of Jesus on this call. And we deliberately say, this is the Master's Call, all about the Master. He's the only star on this line each and every weekday morning. We encourage you to visit our website where you can look at the chronicle list of all the many messages. Our fellowship time together each and every Monday through Friday has been archived, and we love to encourage you to take a word break and listen to thus said the word of God, where your hearts will be encouraged, your spirits revived, and we want you to be that missionary mouthpiece and let others know that we're here and that there's a place you can go 24/7 to be blessed with thus said the word of God. Our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that is the Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And avail yourself to the rich word of God, nuggets from heaven to empower us as believers to go out and change our world. We also accepted the mandate to pray. Oh, I tell you, prayer does change things. You birth things in the natural that are decreed in the heavenlies when God's people pray. And there's such power in corporate prayer. And Dr. PK and I were crystal clear that the Lord wanted us to be a place where you could come and know that you can bring your prayer requests, and we love to hear your praise reports of when God does show up and show out like he always does. And just give us a shout out and let us know you're out there. So feel free to email us your prayer request at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And I tell you, we are now starting to archive all the powerful testimonies that we're getting where we pass the test. You know, we don't want to just have a moaning where we're moaning and complaining. We know that there's a place we can go, the rock, and speak and decree his word in prayer and watch God manifest his glory. So please, we encourage you that this place is a place of prayer and adoration. And I love how God uses different things to hook us up, to knit us and yoke our hearts in brotherly and sisterly love. And God used the tool of Artists International, a family-owned Christian company where Antonio Diaz de Leon, Daddy Papa, as we call him, lost his job at in his 50s and had to look for a new way to go, a new way to have income come in for his wife and his two boys. And when you let the Lord order your steps, wow, we're blessed with the fruit of his loins through the years of being a part of Artists International. And it's a ministry for the marketplace. It's a bridge. It's a tool to use to share the gospel. And for our artist distributors, Dr. PK and I were crystal clear that we needed to cover this company in prayer because we openly, freely, boldly decree that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we thank God for the leadership of Artists International, for our platinum presidents who lead and rally us, all the way down to the advisor who joined last night. We want to always lift them up in prayer, and especially our first family, the Diaz de Leon family. We want to always encourage you to go to your back office and look and read on about the exciting promotions, the two-for-one specials, and definitely the lines have been busy, as many of us have been calling in, trying to get our orders in. But keep on pressing for an awesome end of month this month, and just avail yourself to stay informed of what's going on. And those of you who are not at Artists International, we are so glad you're with us and encourage you to get back with the person who invited you to the Master's Call and learn what Artists International is all about. Well, at this time, I'm going to ask, I think Willa is scheduled to pray, but we're going to do something a little different. You know, they know I'll call on them in a second, and to be ready in season and out of season, since she's going to be bringing us and breaking the bread of life. Tiffany, if you could, no, let's do this. I see Miss Robin. Robin, if you could come on now and open us with a word of prayer, and we'll get our mouthpiece for the morning up to bless us with us said the word of God. Minister Robin, please open us in prayer.
Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, and Lord, we thank you because this is a day that you've made, and we are truly glad to be alive and to be serving you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for the woman of God that is coming forward with the word, and as I send your word forward right now into the atmosphere, Lord God, we know that it is clear. We speak right now that there will be no type of hindrances or distractions in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the airway and all of the phone lines are open so your people can hear your word and receive your word and take your word forward in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the word that will come forward will be life-changing, for every person under the sound of my voice, Father. I thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Father. I thank you that they are blessed and they are protected by the blood of the Lamb. I thank you for the leaders that you have put in their lives, Father. I thank you for the platinum all the way down to the advisors, Father. I thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you, Lord God, for them. Thank you for their family members. Thank you that there is nothing missing in their lives, Lord God. I thank you that they are filled with your anointing, Lord God. And Father God, I thank you that you redeem their time, Father, and all of their desires, Lord God. You will bring them to pass because they put you first in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we bless you, we honor you, we thank you for who you are, and we thank you for the word that will come forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you so much, woman of God, for hopping in there for me right there. And we'll look forward to you closing us out also today. Well, I tell you, the woman of God who will bring the word of God is absolutely no stranger to this call. And she has been such a blessing, a pillar of prayer, and just a pillar of support for the master's call for a long time. Our speaker hails from the windy city of Chicago, Illinois. She's a wife, a mother, a businesswoman, and just a strong light for the body of Christ. And I want to introduce to some and present to others our very own Willa Peterson. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that introduction. Can you hear me?
I want you to speak up just a little bit for me, please.
Okay, let's try it this way. Can you hear me now?
There you go. That's perfect.
Praise
thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, good morning, TMC family. I am going to speak on something where I heard part of this message at a revival I attended where the Reverend Devereaux Hubbard gave the word. And as I was preparing what I heard him say, the Lord gave me something else to put with it. So I pray that you are just as blessed by this word as I was blessed. So if you get your Bibles and turn to Mark 4, 35 through 41, that's where I'm going to be reading, where Jesus calms the storm. And the 35th verse says, "That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side.' Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose. The waves beat into the boat so that there it was already filling. Verse 38, but he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, 'Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?' Verse 41, and they feared exceedingly and said to one another, 'Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" My title for this message is "A Promise is a Promise, Destination Other Side." Following Jesus requires faith. However, oftentimes in following Jesus, our faith is challenged. Many times Jesus gives us the destination without the details. The dilemma here is a text, and the text is the storm arises, water comes into the ship, water is filling up inside the ship. Now, with all the activities the disciples could see at that time, beforehand, Jesus said, "Let us go over to the other side." Now, that one sentence has some powerful words in it, and I just kind of broke the words down. Let. Something is going to be allowed. Us, meaning I am going to be with you. You will not be alone. Go over. We are not going to stay in this same place. Two. I have a purpose and a plan for you, a direction. Other, meaning not here. Side, destination. Eight simple words, very clear, nothing difficult at all, nothing left to misinterpretation. Jesus did not have to have a call meeting after making that announcement. He gave no details about the preeminent storm. He simply said, let us go over to the other side. The disciples chose to pay attention to what they saw before them instead of what they heard Jesus tell them. Oftentimes, we are much like the disciples. We hear the Holy Spirit telling us what he wants us to do. He has made us a promise. His word, even according to Joshua 1:9, says, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. Then the situation, which is a storm, comes up, and we look at the storm and not at God's promise. Many times God gives us the destination without the details. So what do we do when we hear God's voice and he has given us the destination without the details, whether it's raising your children, being healed, restoring a broken marriage, waiting for Mr. Wright or Mrs. Wright to come along, your artist business, or any other business God has birthed in you, overcoming situations on the job where you are, when God has told you that you will be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower, what should you do when you have that destination, when God says, I'm going to make you prosperous and have good success, and you have no details? Well, I have 5 points that I pray will encourage you in your voyage to the other side. Point number one, resolve to trust what God said is over what you see. Resolve to trust what God said over what you see. Jesus said, we're going over to the other side. So trust his word more than what you see. And I'm speaking to me too. Be sensitive not to be consumed with the but. Instead, be consumed with the promise of the other side. Remember, Jesus is in the boat. Therefore, he is present. He will never leave you nor forsaken you. As I've already said in Joshua 1:9, he gave us that command to be strong and of good courage, for he is with you wherever you go. Do not be consumed with the but side. In your resolve to trust God over what you see, you must speak the word over your destination. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. God spoke this world into existence. He said, let there be, and it was. Jesus said, let us go over to the other side, and they did. Now, yesterday in Dr. Vanessa's message, she talked about God is an if then God. And action, therefore, is required of us. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked works, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Yes, God is an if then God. Now, back to the story. Jesus is present in the boat. However, he is asleep. But the disciples paid more attention to the but in verse 38 and not in the power of Jesus. These disciples had seen Jesus heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. However, they paid attention to the but. It is as if they were saying, hello, Jesus, we are here about to drown. Are you paying any attention? Jesus, if you are present, why are we in this mess? Does it sound familiar? How many buts are we paying attention to? Even when Jesus is out of your, and this is point number two, even when Jesus is out of your view, you are never out of his view. Whether it be at work, at home, everywhere. Sometimes it seems God has made a promise to you, and everything seems contrary to that promise, so much so that you feel like saying, hello, Jesus, if you are present, will you please raise your hand? Some may even get discouraged and say, it seems God is not here, so why should I even pray? Some will fall to the side in discouragement. You may think Jesus isn't doing what he said he's going to do. You might feel like saying, Jesus, will you please wake up? I'm out here. The disciples interpreted the situation that Jesus sleeping was for Jesus not caring. Fear, my brothers and sisters, can cause us to write the end of the story. How many times have you written the end of the story before even getting to the end? The disciples started reacting to the end of the story that they wrote. We may hear a troubling diagnosis from the doctor. For example, he may say, you have cancer. Well, we bind that in Jesus' name. But how do we get from the diagnosis of cancer all the way to death? My TMC family, trust God. He will do above and beyond all we can ever ask or think according to the power that works within us. Trust God that he is not finished with your situation. He is not finished with you. Philippians 1:6 tells us, be confident in this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you is faithful to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Point number three, trust that your destination cannot be drowned. Jesus said in Matthew 4:19, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So while they are in the boat, they are not yet fishers of men. Jesus' mission for them had not been accomplished. So they were not going to drown because of what Jesus said. He was going to make them fishers of men. Right now, family, I want you to think about a promise that God has made to you. However, an obstacle has arisen, and you are wondering, will this happen? Will I get to the other side? The diagnosis is not good. The bills are due. Or perhaps you have been blessed with a wonderful promotion, a word from the Lord that he is going to work out a situation in your life, and you just can't see how it's going to work out. Sometimes I say we just see too much. But anyway, remember the promise. We and you and Jesus are going to get to the other side. Jesus muzzled the storm. As you are following Jesus, remember his power is greater than your situation. Do not magnify the promise and the problem and limit God. God is always taking care of his children. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. I'll say that again. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. The word brings faith, and faith overcomes every obstacle to the details of your destination. God is bigger than your problem. He is faithful. He is powerful. He is the creator. He controls the heart of the king. He can do everything he wants to do. Just a word from the master will make everything all right. We must believe that and live it like we believe it. A promise is a promise. Point number four, trust God's heart when you can't trust the details of the destination. Trust his hand. Again, trust God's heart when you can't trace the details of the destination. Trust his hand. In verse 40, Jesus says, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Now, I can imagine Jesus just thinking, wow, this is amazing. These jokers have been with me to witness me firsthand do all these miracles I have performed, and they still don't believe that I've got this one too. Jesus rebuked the disciples by asking the question, why are you so fearful? Have you no faith? Not only were the disciples afraid of the wind and the sea, but verse 41 tells us that they were feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the waves obey him? After spending all that time with Jesus, they were exceedingly fearful. They had connected to follow Jesus, not even knowing his identity, his true identity. Now, it's okay to still discover Jesus. As a babe in Christ, it's a process. However, at some point, after reading his word and hearing the Holy Spirit speak to your heart, experiencing firsthand his goodness, hearing the testimonies of others, at some point we must trust his heart when we can't trust the details of the destination, his hand. You are one of God's sheep, so we have to stop holding on to the voices of the past and listen to what God says. We are going to the other side. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And I love the way the Message Bible says it. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out what's going on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He is the one who will keep you on track. Now, in verse 36, and I'm about to come to a close. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and the little ships were also with him. The disciples awakened Jesus and witnessed his rebuke, the wind and the rain. The passengers on the other little boat did not hear the conversation, nor did they have the knowledge or witness the rebuking of the sea and the wind that Jesus did. They just realized the storm had ceased. They got the benefit, which brings me to my close and point number five. In your life, others are blessed by what Jesus is doing in you. Because you are placed at your workplace or on your assignment, others are blessed. Because you are in the neighborhoods, others are reaping the benefits. Because you serve in a ministry in your church, others are blessed by you. Because of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa's obedience to hear a directive from the Holy Spirit to start the Master's Call, because of Dr. Vanessa's presence on this call every Monday through Friday morning, we are blessed. Now, in your reading time, please read Genesis 39:2-5, which you will tell us, the Lord was with Joseph and he was successful. The Lord made him to do and to prosper, made everyone prosper at his hand. In other words, others benefited because Joseph was in the house. Because of what you have gone through and others have seen God work through you, they are blessed. John 15:7 tells us, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, whatever you ask shall be done. Jesus was present in the boat. He calmed the raging sea, and others benefited. Because you are present, others are benefiting from the blessing. Destination, other side, without details, a promise is a promise. Will you ride out the storm and trust God? I trust that this word has blessed you today. Thank you for the privilege of sharing. Dr. Vanessa, back to you.
Wow, wow, wow. That was awesome. I tell you what, a promise is a promise. Destination is the other side. I hope you got those 5 points. That last point alone would make folks preach. That was a series right there. She gave us 5 awesome points. Just real quickly, as Robin gets ready to come to the line to close us in prayer, she said, resolve to trust what God says over what you see. She told us to, even when Jesus is out of our view, you are never out of Jesus' view. She told us to trust that your destination cannot be drowned. Boy, that keep hope alive. That was awesome. Trust God's heart when you can't trust the destination of Jesus' plan. And last, this is a shout one. In your life, others are blessed by what Jesus is doing in you. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Willa, for a phenomenal word stirring our hearts today. Come on, Minister Robert, close us out in prayer, seal that awesome word, and lift up our prayer request in our last 3 minutes. The floor is yours.
Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Father God, for the word that has come forward. Thank you, Lord God, and continue to bless Minister Willa, Lord. Father, we will not forget your benefits. And we know, Lord God, that you are the one who healed us. We thank you, Lord, because as we continue to speak your word, and we know your word will not return void to you, and we know that we are going to the other side. So, Lord God, all of the healing prayers that have gone forward, we speak wholeness and restoration to your people, Father, to Jesse, to Bishop Brown, Father, Minister Paquita, Lord God, Mr. Ernest, Michael, Kip, Lord God, Mr. Henry, Evangelist Beatty, Lord. We thank you, Father, that Tina shall have a strong pregnancy and delivery, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you for being our provider. So all of those, Lord God, they put their trust in you because you are providing every single need that they need, Father. We thank you, Lord, for being the peace, Jehovah Shalom, that your people have called out for. So, Lord, there's nothing missing in our lives. We will benefit. We will continue to go forward and let your word be that light in somebody else's life, Father, because they are benefiting because of what you have done and will continue to do in each and every single one of us. In Jesus' name, back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for sealing that awesome word in prayer. and the heart of this ministry to lift up those prayer requests. We're encouraging everyone on the line to remember those names that were called out, bathe them in prayer, and just believe God with us for the breakthrough. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Wella. What a rich word this morning, touching all of us where we are. We praise God for you. And Minister Robin, for doing double duty, opening us up in prayer. And we're just excited about each and every one of you being on the line, that you've been encouraged now to go out and be that blessing. As we say on each and every call, now from the Master's call, you and I submit and obey the call of the Master on our lives, our individual specific call to be all that God's called us to be, his minister in the marketplace, his kingdom builder. Now go out and create the testimony that will bless others on this Tuesday. And we look forward to hearing you tomorrow with Pastor Chuck on the call. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.